Hey, beautiful. If you're an overextender money habit archetype, then stick around because I'm going to give you 5 steps to turn that around. Okay, if you're an overextender money habit archetype, then you know the pattern. You know that there's always more money flowing out than there's money coming in. You know, say you win money or you have some windfall, you manage to kind of put that money into something and then have to borrow some more money to get the something, maybe a new car, maybe a holiday, something like that. And I know all about it because I was raised by an overextender. My father was the typical example of an overextender. And so I know that pattern really, really well. And I know how frustrating and stressful it can be. Now, if you're an overextender, you also know that you've tried to budget in the past and it just doesn't work. In fact, every time you try to budget, things get worse. You have these massive budget blowouts and you actually go backwards even faster than when you were just doing your normal thing. So the thing with overextenders is generally they're also caught in this thinking that, you know, it's the quick win that'll fix everything. And my dad was the perfect example. You know, he used to talk about how he'd win cross lotto, always look for, you know, not get rich quick schemes, but you know, things that would be like the magic bullet. Oh, we'll buy this house, we'll renovate it, even though we've never done that before and we don't know anything about it. And in 1 year's time, we'll have made $30,000 or $60,000 or some ridiculous number, which was totally unrealistic. Or he wanted to import duty-free cars from Europe and sell them. And, you know, he'd always have some scheme. Savings was not on the agenda. It was always something else that would give him the quick, big amounts of money. And unfortunately, it just never actually happened. And that tends to be the pattern for most overextenders because it is exactly that. It's a pattern and money actually has very little to do with it. What it is a pattern where what comes in is never enough. And in fact, you have to borrow or go into debt to get to where you want to get to. So the expenses actually increase faster than the income does. And that's super stressful because you're constantly going backwards in life, right? Even though you're making more money 10 years down the track, you actually feel like you're in a worse position. Maybe your actual net asset position is actually more negative than it was before. So it's a pattern and it's not helpful. So let's talk about 5 steps to turn that around, because that's something you really do want to turn around as quickly and easily as possible. So the first, very first and most important step is you need to start changing the story that's sitting beneath that pattern that is fueling and creating that pattern within you. The story at the unconscious level that makes you do these things and behave in these ways and attract the circumstances to you that keep creating this pattern over and over and over again. So the quickest and easiest way to change the story is by recognizing the pattern and then using it to find your way down. The pattern is kind of like the tip of the iceberg poking up above the surface and you go, okay, cool, I'm an overextender. But that's not what this is all about. That is just the start. Then you use that knowledge, that information to drill down and find your way, because beneath that pattern, that surface pattern, is the truth of what's going on, which is that old story, those limiting beliefs around money, what you at the unconscious level have been programmed to believe to be true about life that forces you and that is constantly creating this reality, these kinds of circumstances where you're always going backwards even further. Right? So start with that. Do my money habit archetype quiz. I've put the link in the description for you. Do the money habit archetype quiz, and that will then help you to uncover and start to shift your biggest limiting belief that's been creating this pattern within you. So once you have completed the quiz, then I'll send you a series of emails to help you uncover the underlying story and start to transform it into a much more empowering story. So that's a very important step number one, but there are 5 in total. So the second step is making sure you've got a really big why. So the thing with overextenders is they tend to be very short-term focused, and the long-term, the future is like, yeah, that's future use problem, but current you wants to have some fun, right? So you really need to make sure that you have a really big why, like something that's so exciting, that really lights you up, that's going to absolutely be worth it. So if it's something monetary, say you want to buy a house, you want to go on a certain holiday, there is something there that is really calling you. Break it down and figure out, what does it actually take? If you want to buy this house in 2 or 3 years' time or whenever, how much do you need? What does that break down to? And break it down into the smallest amounts possible, ideally weekly amounts. And so get really excited and really into why that is so important, and then figure out, in terms of dollars, what will it actually take? Because when you break it down to little amounts, weekly amounts, it's never as big as you think. And that helps you kind of shift that point of view of, I want to have fun now, and that's future me, and future me will work that out and start to merge the two and bring them together and help future you step into here and go, honey, you're the one that's going to help me be the future me that you want to be, so let's work together. So that's why it's really important to have that why, define the big exciting goal, and break it down into little baby steps so that you know what it is you're actually looking at. How much money is it you're wanting to actually accumulate? Maybe it's a debt you want to pay off in a certain period of time. Whatever that goal is, break it down into little chunks. That is step number two. Let's move it along. So step number three, you really need to remove the temptation to give into that habit of overextending. So cut up your credit cards, reduce the limits on any of them. If you've got a credit card with a $10,000 limit and you owe $4,000 on it, reduce the limit down to $4,500 and start paying it off. You need to remove the temptation so that you can't just easily keep perpetuating that pattern. I know it's going to freak you out at first. I do know that, but it will be okay and you will totally normalize to it. You absolutely will. You will get totally used to it. Now, the fourth step is you need to really eliminate the sense of deprivation, because that's why whenever you've tried to budget before, it's gone and backfired in a big way and you've had the biggest blowouts ever. That's the rebellion. Like, I don't want to budget. I don't want to deprive myself. I want to have a good time and enjoy my money. And future me will sort that stuff out, right? So make sure you eliminate that sense of deprivation by having a really good, realistic amount of money that you set aside for you to have fun with every single month and week. And you say, okay, this is a good amount of money. I know I can manage it. In fact, I've probably been blowing more than that because I haven't been paying attention. But this lets me know that I'm having a good time and I'm not at all feeling deprived. So the problem with budgets is they make you feel restricted. They make you feel like you're being deprived and you're being punished. And so I don't like the word budget. I like to think about you managing your money wisely. So you decide how much fun money you should have, and then you have fun with it. You have fun with it and you really enjoy it. And when you spend it, you go, this is my fun money and I get to choose what I want to do with it every single week, every single month. And by being much more conscious, much more mindful of it, you're actually going to enjoy it a whole lot more. And then the fifth step is rewards, because overextenders are all about the rewards, right? So set some sort of reward system in place for yourself. So set that goal of the money that you'll be putting aside for the long-term goal, the fun money that you're going to stick with, that is a generous and reasonable amount so that you don't feel deprived, and then go, okay, and then every 3 months, say, I'm going to have this other pool of money, and when I'm stuck with my system for 3 months in a row, I get to have this extra bonus money and have the big fun. And that might be, you know, a weekend away or something like that. Something that is like a reward for you being such a great custodian of your money. So those are five really powerful steps. I want you to make sure you start with step one, which is doing the quiz. Because when you do the quiz and you follow the guidance I give you and the steps I give you in the emails that you'll receive afterwards, what you're actually doing is you're starting to kind of drain the fuel out of that engine that's been creating this pattern, that's been driving this pattern. And so the energy goes out of it. And so then the pattern weakens, which means that all the other stuff we just talked about in steps 2, 3, 4, and 5 become really, really easy. So number one, the first step of doing the quiz and starting to change that money story, what that is like, it's like you're kind of letting the air out of the balloon. And then it becomes so, so easy from there. So make sure that you approach all of this from the point of view of you're starting to see the fun of being in charge of your money. Make it a game. Have those reward systems. Have those parameters in place. Have that long-term plan and make it a game. You're heading towards that. You're setting the scene. You're the general in charge of all the pieces of the puzzle moving. You've got your little reward system in place. Have loads of fun with that and start really appreciating the joy of being in charge of your money. And that is how you start really turning that overextender archetype pattern around so that you can start to thrive and grow in financial abundance and start to move towards that financial freedom and stability that you've been looking for. Don't forget to do the quiz. Link is in the description. I hope you've enjoyed this video. I'd really like to hear your feedback as you move through the steps. So maybe pop the link to it in your calendar and report back in a month. Let me know how it's going. And until I hear from you next, keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.